In starting with the secondary, it seems like you guys have a lot of options going 7-8 deep almost in this most recent game. Could you comment on the just sort of having all those options and how you feel the secondary has come together?
Well, we play a lot of packages, so we need a lot of guys back there in different spots, and just always trying to find the best place to put those guys. We did some things well in the last game. We also did some things, not as well as we certainly want to. So every game we go into, we got a little different maybe coverage package or scheme, and some guys kind of fit that scheme better than others. So in some games you may see a lot more guys play, and some games you may see fewer guys play because they may just not fit what we're trying to do against that particular team. So, I think we got a lot of we got a little experience there with Sean and Lee and James, but I think some of these young guys are coming along pretty good and giving us some depth and giving us some ability to try to do some different things using them.
I had asked Bill a similar question, and I was sort of mentioning how one drive in the fourth quarter it caught my eye that you had Will Height and Butler out there at corner. And I was sort of asking him about, is that a pre-planned rotation, and how do you decide who's out on the field when you have so many players? And he mentioned some of it's pre-planned, and then part of it was an equipment issue during that game with one player. I'm curious, what was that equipment issue in the game, and how is it managing that rotation?
Well, he's right, Mike. It's simply a situation. Sometimes we kind of go into a game already saying, second series or maybe so many plays into the game, we're going to maybe rotate this guy in to keep everybody fresh for a two-minute situation at the end of the half or the end of the game, or just we feel like competitively the guy's done real well all week in practice and deserves a chance to get out there and kind of be in the rotation and playing. And again, it just really varies on maybe the number of plays that we played, how the guys playing, how the other guys practiced all week. It could be a situation in the game where it is just an equipment issue, or maybe a guy's been on a couple of special teams and, they've run back a kick, or we got a penalty and you had to do the kickoff twice. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that where hopefully you have enough depth that you can put a guy in and feel like it's not going to tail off too much. And right now, obviously, if we put those two guys in there together, we had confidence in them.
How strange is this week for you as you start preparing for an offense that probably looks pretty similar to the one that you see every day?
Well, it almost kind of think of it in that regard. It's really certainly there's similarities, and I mean I'm not unaware of the fact that it's Josh, but really when you prepare as a coach, you get kind of in a routine every week of, okay, here's how I break down the team, here's how I work on, here's what they do on first and second down, here's what they do on third down, here's what they do in short yardage, red area, goal line. You just kind of get into a routine that you just take it as a team, and you do it, and then, at some point in time, you may say, oh, that's similar to what we do, and in that case, there's a few of those this week. But really, it's a matter of kind of routine for most coaches, I believe, that no matter who you're playing, you just kind of, get into that routine, and that's how you kind of build your week.
Dean, this was the third straight game we saw Brandon McGowan in there starting and then James Sanders coming in sub-packages. Is that just you feel one guy is better coming off the bench in the sub-package, or is that an indication that maybe Brandon has a slight edge over James at this point in the season?
It's still very competitive. We still feel good about all those guys back there. It's just kind of, like I said a little earlier, kind of goes game by game what we think and maybe who they have on offensive personnel or what their scheme is, who kind of best fits that, and how are we going to utilize our players in the best fashion. And that really can change from week to week. I mean, it's still, very competitive, and it's just going to be a week-to-week thing.
And just another question.
I had a couple of things you late Sunday's game. Can you talk maybe a little bit about the confidence level you have in him and the progression that he's made?
I actually missed the first part of the question there.
Mike Wright had a couple of big plays for you late in the game. Can you just maybe talk about your confidence level in him and the progression that he's made?
We had confidence in him all along. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily just all of a sudden the last couple of games. He's made plays for us before, and in years past down in Tennessee game, I remember him making some plays down there for us late in the year. I think it was in 06. And I mean, there's been just, again, he's in that rotation. We've been playing more four-man line this year. But even when we go to 34 and we go back and forth, I mean, we have a lot of confidence in him, as I do in all those guys up front. I feel like we can rotate some guys in there and play different positions not have a drop-off.
Like you said, he's made plays years past, but he probably doesn't maybe have a starring role, but he's a guy that you've counted on for quite a while now.
Well, and it's that way. I think there's a lot of guys sometimes that way, that maybe one guy will get picked out to be, get a lot of the hype, but then we know as coaches behind the scenes, we'll look at film and say, you know, it may look like another guy played a great game and maybe he didn't, and then the guy that everybody didn't even notice really played a great game. It's just a lot of other people got the credit for it. I mean, that's happened with Jarvis. That's happened with Vince. That's happened with a lot of guys.
Dean, how did Trudell look kind of jumping in with kind of short notice?
Who was that?
Trudell, Sands.
Oh, Sands? Oh, excuse
me.
I didn't hear the first part of it. No, I thought he did okay. I mean, we didn't ask. We asked him to do a few things, and he jumped in there, and we got some plays out of him and some production out of him and got some things that we wanted to get. And so, again, he went in there and did his role on the defense like we asked him to do, and, you know, did a good job.
Your final question?
Dean, just how good was it for your group of guys to get that first interception? And it was really a great play by Lee to come up with that interception, but just to kind of break the ice there and get that first pick. I know that's not always indicative of how a secondary is playing, but you obviously do want to get some ball disruption and turn over the football.
Oh, absolutely. We've been pleased with some of the production that we've had back there. We had probably more pass breakups here in the first four games than we may have had all last season. I don't know. We've been around the ball quite a bit, and, you know, we haven't given up as many big plays, and, you know, we've been happy with those things, but you're right. You like to get those turnovers. You like to get some interceptions and show something in productivity for, your efforts. And, that was great getting that interception. That was a great catch. It was just a great catch, very aware of the sideline. And I think it got everybody in the secondary and the whole defense, in fact, the whole team excited.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Mm-hmm.